Thanks to Manscaped for supporting Riled Up with Ariel and Matt. Manscaped is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming, offering precision-engineered tools to provide you with the best experience ever. To get 20% off and free shipping off of your order, use the promo code RILEDUP at manscaped.com.
Thank you so much to Headspace for sponsoring Riled Up. You know, life can be stressful even under normal circumstances. 2020 has been challenging, to say the least. For a free 1 month trial, go to headspace.com/riledup. What's happening, you guys? We're back with another episode of Riled Up. And you know what? I'm feeling sassy. I'm a little hammered right now. And it's okay because it's
10 a.m.
Oh. Hey, well, it's Friday somewhere.
No, it's not.
Okay.
You always say that. Ariel always says it's Friday somewhere.
Well, you know
it's not Friday somewhere.
It might be. How do you know? Have you ever been to space?
Oh, my God. It might be Friday in like
they
Mars
might,
or something.
They might work backwards. They might be like, today's Sunday, tomorrow's Saturday, the next day's Friday.
Wow.
You never know. So it could be Friday somewhere.
You're getting my brain all riled up. You know why?
Because you love alien shit.
I love aliens.
I know. Guys, I'm not actually drunk. I actually just woke up. So.
I'm freaking out about aliens right now.
Okay.
Do you know?
Oh, God.
Do you know?
Yes.
There are aliens. And by the way.
I have a question.
What?
Does your mom believe in aliens?
Yes.
She does?
My mom believes that there's life on other planets because she believes that the universe is too big for just a tiny little Earth to have people.
Yeah.
Or things. Living things.
I wonder
things.
If like aliens celebrated Thanksgiving.
No, probably not.
Yeah, okay.
Well, actually.
Or if aliens drink after their family leave.
They probably do.
Like, I wonder if aliens have the same problems or if they're just completely different.
Well, here's the thing. You know how aliens have the technology to come here and study us and then they zip back home?
Or do we have the technology to go to the aliens and study them?
Like we might as well, but we don't talk about it.
Yeah, or we just don't know it.
Oh, we probably have the technology, and either you and I don't know about it as the common folk.
But Elon Musk does.
Of course he does.
He took a Tesla to space.
Oh my God. Here's the thing. Like, first of all, yes, people can lie, but also there are very honest people out there too. There's a really good Joe Rogan podcast episode where he's interviewing a guy who used to work for NASA, and the guy tells his stories to Joe Rogan about, like,
that's so cool,
an actual UFO that he's worked on, the technology, how when you go inside, it's pretty much all one screen. He said something like there's no buttons.
Mm-hmm.
He said the technology is, it's all, everything around you is like a screen. He talks about the size of it. He talks about, like, how on the outside, when you go to touch it, he goes, imagine two magnets pushing against each other. He says you physically can't touch it.
Whoa.
He goes, imagine taking two magnets, the positive side, whatever, on both of them, and how you just can't push it together.
Yeah.
He said that's how it feels when you're trying to touch the outside.
That's got to be not good for you.
So, I mean, I don't, so far that we know of, no one's died from it.
What are you talking about? What, like a screen?
No, I'm talking about the whole UFO as a whole. They're mini pods. They're silver pods.
Oh, that you can't touch.
And you cannot.
Literally, I thought you were talking about the whole screen of buttons. I just blacked out.
No. Yeah, no.
I blacked out, like you watching the TV show.
You just blacked out during the podcast.
Yeah.
That's fine. Sorry. I always black out. So, yeah, I just, there has to be other life out there.
I
personally believe it's extremely, very narrow-minded to just think that planet Earth is the only place that exists.
Yeah.
And we're the only life.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I have a booger I have a booger in my nose. And you hear
Pick it and flick it. Ew, do not do that.
I have a booger door. You know when you have a booger door?
Oh, God.
And you breathe and the booger door just like opens like saloon doors and then shuts and then opens and then shuts. It's a booger door.
Jeez.
Do you hear it?
Yes.
It's blocking?
Yes, everyone hears it. It's nasty. Stop. Okay, pick it and flick it or something.
I don't want to. I hate those shoes in the house.
Why? Because they collect stuff?
They have dirt all over them. It's fine. Oh, I don't care. It's fine. I like he said, I'll put it down, and then he just puts his other one up so I can't see the bottom. Okay. What?
Well, this, my computer's open, and this thing just popped up, which she happens to be your friend, so I thought this was kind of fun, but did you guys know that Caitlin Bristow won Dancing with the Stars?
I'm pretty sure they know by now. It's like
weeks later. No, this Us Weekly article just popped up, and she's and showing her with the trophy, and I was like, that is so cool.
You know what I really like? Thing. You know what I really like about that is, besides her being my friend, I love that she won because she's my friend and I was rooting for her the entire time. But what I love about that is that it goes to show that that show and other shows, I don't know what I'm saying right now, but I've thought about this. They didn't just pick somebody. They let the audience vote. They did.
Yeah.
They let the audience vote.
And her
she
fam,
got the most
yeah.
votes.
Yeah.
That bottom line. Because I think a lot of times I'm always like, oh, they just wanted that person to win. They made that person win. I truly think this show, like, I just like that it proves. And the reason why it proves it, here's why, is because last year a bachelorette won. Two women bachelorettes won in a row.
Who won last year?
Hannah B.
The girl with that in Colton something?
No, that's Cassie. She won the, I don't know.
Okay. Can we just talk Bachelor really quick? Cause I have some questions.
I mean, don't ask me.
I'm sure. Well,
I know nothing.
Well, can I ask you a question and see if you know?
Sure.
To me. Okay. How many years ago was Caitlin on The Bachelor? A few? 5, 6, 10, 3?
How many years was she on The Bachelor?
How many years ago?
Probably 5.
Was The Bachelor bigger back then, or is it still just massive?
I think it's still just massive.
Why did of all the bachelorettes, why is the name Caitlin Bristow the most famous?
Because she made a name for herself.
She did it herself, right?
Yeah, she's awesome. The thing is she took what The Bachelor gave her, which is like exposure and all these things, but she's an entrepreneur. She turned it into a business.
Yeah.
She's legit.
Also insanely funny and very relatable.
She has a great personality, so you just like want to watch her. So, you know, the thing is like she had a platform and then she was like, oh, well, I actually want to do a podcast. She did a podcast. She got huge on the podcast. Also, Caitlin Bristow, like that name comes up all the time, I feel like, because people just love her.
Yeah.
You know, people love her.
No, she's very lovable. She's very... I want to say she's very relatable because she just tells it how it is.
Oh, yeah. She's always like, I'm on my way to the gynecologist. I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know? She's just, but, I mean, I kind of do that, too. But
totally.
She does it. She does it. And most girls from The Bachelor probably don't do that.
I agree
I'm
with
guessing.
You.
Or maybe they do. I don't follow any other Bachelors.
I think there is something so special to me about people in general.
Well, why don't you marry him?
Well, I'm going to. But listen, because you're one of them. There's something so special to me about people who just don't hold back and they just share.
Yeah.
And they just talk about, like, too many people, I think, are embarrassed about things.
Yeah.
When they should just be themselves.
Because everyone poops.
Yes.
If you think everyone doesn't poop, then you got a lot to learn.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy that some people just get embarrassed about talking about pooping, or they're embarrassed about, like, that they're not a good dancer, or they're embarrassed about. And it's like, dude, like, there's such a respect I have for people who just don't get embarrassed because they just live their life and they don't care about being judged.
Yes.
I think the biggest thing is most people care about being judged. If you let that go, you'll be set free.
Yep.
And you'll live the best life.
Yeah, totally.
Do you?
Totally. I even, like, and I get it. It's hard because I don't care about a lot of stuff or sharing a lot of stuff. But there are some things where I'm like, I can't say that, or I can't post that. Oh, that's a little too much.
But why? Because is your concern for sounding too gross or too? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like I still like, obviously there's like a reason why you want to keep things to yourself. There's reasons why people would be like, well, I don't want to share that. That's something that I do. And that's my secret.
Yeah. I don't know who needs to hear this, but here you go.
I need to hear it. Give it to me. Give it to me straight.
I'm trying.
Okay.
You deserve to feel better than you do today.
Oh, yeah.
And
I know, for sure.
You can with Headspace. They make meditation simple. It's not complicated.
You think I don't know that? I use this app every day. This is a guided meditation app that I'm so into, you guys. All the research they have done, it is clinically validated, y'all. If you ever feel overwhelmed, they have the most awesome library of meditations that you can get into. I am obsessed with the SOS meditation. It's like this little 3-minute one. They also have a meditation you can do with your kids in the morning. It's one of the best things ever.
Less stress, improve your sleep, and increase your overall well-being.
Do you want
to do that?
I want that right now.
Well, then let's go listen to Headspace right now and fall asleep. Guys, Headspace is so good. It's backed by 25 published studies and has 60 million downloads.
That's insanity.
That's crazy. You guys all deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/riledup. That's headspace.com/riledup. For a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/riledup today and get a free 1-month trial.
I want that. I want a free 1-month trial, but it's too late. I've already been too deep.
You've already used
your... I'm 3 months in.
You've used your free month.
Oh, God. All right. Well, you guys should try it out. I know a girl who has had boyfriends and lots of boyfriends. And she has never been like, hey, I'm going to hit the restroom. Might take a bit.
What does she do?
Waits until that person leaves the house or leaves the house herself and goes to a coffee shop to shit.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Like, I'm like that. Right. That's,
you're right. Like,
that's
she doesn't have to say, hey, I'm going to drop a deuce.
I think it's funny
say,
to make it cute. And you go, I'm pooping. And then you run off. That's
I
what
like
I do.
It. Yeah. Literally.
Is that cute? Or do you think to yourself, dear God,
well,
what am I marrying?
Well, it's weird when I'm in my office with the door closed and you come yell at me and say, I'm pooping, and you run away. That's a little weird because I would have never known.
Yeah, but, you know, I like to make an announcement.
No, I like our conversation about it a lot. I think it's like, you know, like, but I think, you know, for girls or guys out there that are embarrassed about it, everybody poops, and you don't have to say, I have to go poop. Just say, hey, I'm going to go hit the restroom.
Well,
I'm going to go use the restroom. Be right back. You use the restroom. Also.
But I think if you are worried about it, you just say, I'm going to go poopy, and you run off. That makes it lighthearted.
I agree.
Not, I'm going to hit the restroom. That's something that like a businessman says at the lunch table.
Ladies, gentlemen, I'm going to go hit the restroom.
Yeah, see, no, don't do that. I think it's more charming if you just say it how it is. I go, I'm going to go take a big old bung bung. And then I run upstairs and I just...
But that's also with me. Imagine you're on your first date and you have to take a shit.
Well, you're not going to take a shit at, like, on your first date.
Imagine you're at Nobu and you go, I'm going to go take a bung bung. And you run away from the table.
No one's taking shits at Nobu. Let's just be real. Okay?
Yeah.
You shit before Nobu or after Nobu?
Yeah.
Okay?
God, they should really make... Do they make really good adult diapers that seal in the smell? Because that'd be much better just to kind of get it done at the table. You don't say shit. You don't leave.
Okay. No.
You literally just, you're eating sushi, and then you just kind of like lean your cheek up. You just kind of like lean over and go, you kind of giggle, and then you just kind of shit out right there.
I'm sickened.
And then you say, excuse me, I have to go pee. And you just take your diaper off and throw it away in the bathroom.
I'm sickened.
Ew. Do you know? It's cutie. They make pee pad diapers for people going to concerts. Do you know about that?
Yes.
People go to Coachella and they're watching Drake and Ariana Grande in the very front, and they just pee themselves while they're singing Hotline Bling. Literally, they're singing I Know in a Hotline Bling, and they're just peeing their pants.
I'm seriously sad. Yeah, I went.
That's real.
That's sick. I went to Glastonbury Festival. The Glastonbury. I don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
I went to that festival and I was walking and I had to go around the crowd to get out of a huge crowd of people. Thank God I was wearing rain boots. I stepped in pretty much a trough of probably 30,000 people's piss.
Because
does at that festival is everyone walks to the fence and pees along the fence.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to just pee in a crowd.
Yeah.
So they'll go to the fence, pee by the fence. But that area next to the fence for like a mile is pee.
Yeah.
And I walked through the pee.
At least you had rain boots on.
Yeah, but I didn't even know I was walking through pee. And then someone was like, definitely. But I knew I was walking in like water. I thought it was fucking rainwater because it rained a lot. And I mean, it is like rain.
It's half
pee,
rain.
Mud.
Yeah, but still, it's a whole muddy pee pit.
I literally can't.
I think Coachella really has their bathroom situation down. Do you?
In VIP.
No, but everywhere. Because
really?
I've gone GA as well. Okay. I'm just saying, like, it's not like there. I've been to some horrible music festivals where they do not have enough bathroom.
Yeah.
But like,
it's.
But
sickening.
At Coachella, it's like.
Yeah, they
have
do
a
good.
Huge bathroom area, like huge.
Yeah.
On both sides of the. Oh my God, are we ever going to be able to go to a festival again?
I don't know. It's making me kind of sad because, yeah.
Like, can we please?
I don't know.
Oh my God, I'm having traumatic flashbacks right now.
To what?
Of when I went to the CMA music festival.
Why is it traumatic?
Okay, well, let me tell a story, okay?
Okay.
So I got hired by a big brand.
Oh my God, I remember this.
To go to a country music festival. The CMA, I believe it was like the CMAs or whatever. Like, I was literally hired to go to 4 or 5 different country music festivals.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
And promote a beer, okay? We're in Nashville at whatever stadium is in Nashville for the CMA Fest. And I have an all-access pass to go promote it. I brought my buddy Fernando. We both had passes. He was my photographer and videographer. And I had to make, like, Instagram stories, a couple photos, and it's promoting the festival, right?
Is it for Vine?
As a whole. No, this was Instagram.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I'm getting paid, and I have a press pass. I literally was told earlier that there's, by my team, that prepped me. They said, okay, so we went there earlier before the concert started. They're like, okay, so backstage is here and there's your green room and this and that. So the festival's happening. I'm there. It's probably like 8 or 9 p.m. And I'm like, all right, Fernando, let's go to the green room and kind of like look at the footage and kind of prep for what our next skit or whatever we're going to do. So we walk up to the side of like the backstage area. I show my press pass. The guy goes, okay, let's me in. Let's Fernando in. Then we reach another security guard in the backstage area and we say, hey, where's the green room for press? And they said, oh, the green room's this way. Points over there. I see a room that says like, it says like security, press, and something else. I'm like, this has to be the press room. So I open the room and there's like 3 like people with like yellow CMA shirts on, like workers.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, hey, sorry guys. Well, I'm looking for the green room. And then they all kind of just stared at me like really strange. And then one person goes, the green room's down there. Are you an artist? And I was like, no. I was like, I'm doing press for social media. And then they're like, yeah, the green room's down there. And they were very confused. So me and Fernando walk to our green room. We go in there. We're in this room where there's like snacks and stuff like that. So we leave that room after like 5 minutes. And then a guy rushes up to us and grabs me and Fernando. Like by our like shoulders and like our necks, you know how mm-hmm. if you like got yeah. in trouble in high school, a principal might grab you really hard and like walk you to like the principal office.
Yeah.
A guy grabs me. He goes, what are you two doing back here? Keep in mind, I'm like a mid 30s guy.
Yeah.
Like, don't grab me like that.
Yeah.
Talk to me first.
Yeah.
I wasn't running from anyone.
Yeah.
I was
just like, say, excuse me, what are you guys doing back
here? So I get grabbed from behind. And I literally like kind of like flung his arm off. I was like, don't touch me. I was like, what's going on? Like, cause I was kind of shocked.
Whoa.
And he goes, how'd you guys get back here? And I showed him my pass and I said, I'm doing press on Instagram for the festival. He looks at the pass and he goes, those don't get you back here. He come with me, grabs my shoulder again. And I was like fuming that this guy was treating me like a kid. And I was like, do not touch me. I will follow you, but do not touch me. And he was so aggro and
ew.
So pissed.
I fucking hate that.
And like walking us out. And as we're walking, I said, I was trying to explain my situation. I said, sir, I do social media for a living. I was hired by this beer company to come to CMA Fest and promote because they're the sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought I was bullshitting, thought I was lying to him.
Yeah. So what was your pass? Keep going. Sorry.
It was like, I don't know. I thought it was a press pass. It was like a fucking color yellow and said backstage, whatever.
Well, so, and if someone says you can go back here with that pass, then you probably think you can.
Exactly. So then he sends us outside. So then he literally like is like on his freaking mic calling for backup security as if we're like going to run from him. And I was so confused because I'm like, I'm a harmless person. I wasn't back with like an entourage of like 10 people and people were giving him shit. Like I was just doing my thing.
Yeah.
So then he kicks us out and I'm so confused and I call my contact right away. And I was like, hey, I was just backstage and I was kicked out and the guy was like very rough with me and this and that. And she goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. We'll figure it out. The next day, I get an email and they pulled my entire deal for the rest of the festivals because of the little hiccup.
And you had
hiccup.
Like five like festivals with them or something. Yeah, I
had already did one. Nashville was my second. I had like two or three
so
more to go.
So who was this guy?
So it turns out he's an executive of CMA Fest. And they said because of the little hiccup, they canceled the rest of my stuff and they only paid me for half. And I was so pissed that I was like, I did nothing wrong.
Yeah, why is that your fault? You were given instructions that you followed.
I was given instructions that I followed. This guy was so pissed that we were given the wrong badges and let backstage. And he called and complained. He was the vice president of something. I don't know if he's the VP of CMA Fest or whatever.
Yeah.
And he told us that it was that we were done.
Wow.
And I didn't cuss at him. I didn't run from him. I literally just was like, what's going on? And I said, don't touch me when he squeezed my fucking neck.
That's
I was like,
so insane.
Yeah, so weird. So anyway, that happened. That was part of my life.
Cool.
For a hot second. Okay. So Manscaped is literally the best in men's below the waist grooming. Their Manscaped performance package is pure fire. It is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. And let me tell you what you're going to get. Are you ready, sweetheart?
I've never been more ready.
First off, you get their Weed Whacker. It's waterproof. It's the best for the ears and the nose and hair trimming. Secondly, and my favorite, you'll get the Lawnmower 3.0. That right there, my friends, is the best for your balls, your butthole, and your body.
Okay, listen. Okay. I love their little names, the Weed Whacker and the Lawnmower 3.0.
Dude, their marketing is honestly genius.
If you decide to go with the performance package, you're also going to get two free gifts, which is the Manscaped boxers and their Shed travel bag. It's pretty sick. Plus, you're going to get a replacement blade every 3 months so you can keep on whacking those balls.
Keep on
if that's the right thing to say. But anyways, so wait, what is the thing? It just doesn't chop your balls up?
You know how tender my ball sack is when you grab it?
No.
Do you know how like it feels kind of like, you know, like
Enough! Soft
raisins? Anyway, it has like these protective way of cutting that you just don't cut your balls.
Wait, I
can't explain it, though.
This honestly sounds like the best gift for like Christmas or the holiday. Wait, if I got you this for Christmas, would you be stoked?
I mean, if I didn't already have one, yes. I have one.
Oh, okay. Well, then I won't get. Well, okay. I'll get one for my dad. That's weird. Okay. Anyways, ladies, you should probably get your dudes this for Christmas. It's a great gift. To get 20% off and free shipping off your order, use promo code RILEDUP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code RILEDUP. Stop chopping your balls, my friends, and get riled.
Less chopping, more shopping.
Hey!
Manscaped.com.
I mean, they should pay you more.
Wow.
They should pay you.
I mean, shouldn't they do that?
Yeah.
Less chopping and more shopping at manscaped.com.
No chop, all shop.
I think we're owed another check for that one.
Uh-huh. I saw a squirrel smoke a cigarette on Thanksgiving.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
How?
He ran across the balcony. our friends like smoke out on our balcony sometimes, and we have this little ashtray thing out there. and a squirrel ran across the balcony, went into the ashtray, was holding a cigarette, saw me see him, and chucked it over the balcony and then ran across. Yeah, that was fun.
No.
Did you know that when a squirrel lands, they land like a superhero?
Yes, I just saw that on Instagram.
Yeah, I saw it too. It's cute.
But is that just a gimmick for Instagram, or do they actually do that?
I don't think
like do all squirrels land and lift and like do like the power squat.
I don't know, but it is like look at Ticket power squat.
Oh my god, that's so good.
Oh, this one no, this one is scratching fleas. I see his leg scratching.
Oh.
Oh, he's scratching too. Oh, that's what it is. They're just scratching their bellies.
See, I knew it was a gimmick for Instagram. That one's called a gimmick? I don't know.
It's a scam.
It's a freaking scam.
You just got scammed by
squirrels. You know what else is a scam? Hmm. Car dealerships. Yep. Ariel told me last night, first of all, I'm thinking about getting a new car. And she says she thinks it's so cute. I'm not so sure about that because as a big boy now,
okay.
I like to get new things. Okay. Mm-hmm. As an adult man, like I feel like a lot of guys like to switch out their cars.
I do too. Well, women like that too.
Yeah, but you switch it out when your lease is up usually.
Well, yeah, because
I buy cars. Like I'm saying like you like.
Okay, chill.
No. Not.
Oh, yeah, I buy
no,
cars.
But I'm saying like you always lease. I usually buy. That's just our preference in what we do with cars, right?
But like when you buy a car, you're supposed to keep it for a long time. That's why you're buying it.
I know. But so guys, I bought.
You should lease cars.
I bought a 2017 Jeep Wrangler. And I bought it and I test drove one. I loved it. It don't get me wrong, it's a great car. However, I desperately miss the feel and luxury and sunroof of my Audi Q7 that I used to have. Mm-hmm. I had a 2017 Audi Q7
mm-hmm.
and I loved it. The only thing I didn't love is the backup camera. I would literally, if you're backing up somewhere and it senses anything, it slams on the brakes for you. And it would do that if a squirrel ran in front of you from 200 yards away. I don't know. It just kind of sucked.
Yeah.
But I really want to get a new car and I'm looking and Ariel was like, honestly, they're probably not selling cars because we're in the middle of a pandemic. You can probably go to a dealership and tell them you want this deal and they might just give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm very curious. Like I kind of want to find my dream car.
The last time you were shopping for a car was probably in the height of people wanting new cars.
Yeah.
Right now, no one's out buying a car, brand new car.
Oh my God.
So I say you walk in there. You walk into that dealership, whatever car you fucking want. You walk in there and you say, hey, sir. You look them dead in the eye.
Yeah.
Hey, sir, I'll give you this much of a down payment. I want to pay this much a month.
Yeah.
And let me know what you think. And then the guy goes, you know, we actually can't do that right now. That's that'd be a deal of a lifetime. And you go, okay, thank you so much for your time. Have such a wonderful day. I hope you had a great time with your family on Thanksgiving. And you leave.
Okay.
And then this guy. You walk slow to your car, though, because you know he's coming to find you.
Yeah.
He jogs up. Oh, he's jogging. Hey, sir. Sorry, I'm so glad I caught you before you left. I actually just talked to my manager. We never do this, but...
Oh, yeah, the famous line.
We never do this. This is an incredible deal. We're going to... I can't even believe I'm saying this right now, because you're getting the brand new car. We're gonna do that deal for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
We're going to do that deal for you. And then you say, you know what? I actually changed my mind. I'm going to go to the Audi dealership.
Yeah.
You know, because right now you're at Mercedes.
Yeah. Okay.
And you say, you know what? Sorry. I found someone over at Mercedes that would do that deal.
For $99 a month.
For $99 a month.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, wow, it's an incredible deal. You know, I'm going to see what we can do. Why don't you come back inside my office?
Yeah.
And you go, okay.
And then
you get your car.
For how much?
You get your dream car for $80 a month.
Wow.
With zero down payment.
No way. Could you imagine $80 a month with zero down payment?
You get like the
I leave with a Range Rover. I have the brand new Range Rover for $80 a month.
Not during the pandemic. They're $1,300
a month. I would legit, if I could get a Range Rover for $80 a month with no down payment, I would get my mom one, my dad one, my sister, you.
Thank you. I thought you were going to not say me.
Me? Who else?
Your dad.
Did I say dad already?
You said
I would get my mom, dad, my brother, my sister, me, you, and
my mom.
I'd let you do that. I'd get six. Okay, I'll get your mom one too.
Thank you.
Seven. Jeez. I'd get seven for roughly $600 total, and we'd have seven Range Rovers.
That would be the sickest deal
ever. For the price
of
half of one.
That'd be the sickest deal ever.
There, cutie, there has to be right now an insane deal on something.
I'm telling you. I know for a fact. There has to be.
I know, but I'm saying, like, I wonder what it is.
No, like, I was just, like, getting excited with you.
Is it the Audi Q5? Is it a Volvo? Is it a Range Rover? Like, what year is it? Because their guarantee is a pileup of cars on lots, and they're like, we're just losing money.
100%.
Yeah.
Let's freaking go to a dealership.
Let's
freaking,
That's Robert, don't worry.
There's someone at our porch.
It's Herberto.
Herberto.
So anyway, I'm scratching that off the list, my new car, but I want to talk about that. Okay, so guys, I have a couple things to talk to you about. Okay. We're now in the news segment.
Oh.
And you brought this up the other day without this being news. And of course, somehow we talk about Bieber on every podcast. but I thought this was very interesting. Justin Bieber called out the Grammys for nominating him as a pop artist.
Yes.
When he very intentionally made an R&B album with changes.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you, what are your thoughts on that?
So,
I have very strong opinion.
Here's my thing. I think that he's right to say, hey, this is like a new style that I've done. I'd like to be recognized for really making like a new pop album, right?
Yeah.
Or sorry.
New R&B album.
A new R&B album. But the thing is, Justin Bieber as a whole is a pop star. And I understand that that's the argument. He doesn't want to be a pop star. He doesn't want to be in the pop category because he went and did this whole album changes as an R&B album. But the thing is I don't know if you can just decide to change.
To just be like, I'm an R&B artist, not a pop artist.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I guess you can. You could do whatever you want if you're an artist. But I think it's hard for the outside eye, you know, for example, of the Grammys, to be like, oh, right. I don't know.
Well, there's a couple things. First of all, Bieber shouldn't have called them out for it. Bieber has a relationship with the Grammys. He's Justin Bieber.
Yeah, but like...
His team... If he wanted it to be an R&B album, his team should have gone to the Grammys and said, hey, just so you know, we know Bieber's labeled as a pop artist. However, he put out an R&B album. We want to be a part of that category.
Yeah.
I bet you they would be like, okay, cool.
Because I bet they don't think about it like that. They just automatically put him in the category that he's always in.
They take the name of a pop artist and they just be like, oh, Justin Bieber, his album changes and it's pop. That's what they think.
Yeah.
So like, I don't think anyone did anything wrong here. I think Bieber kind of threw a fit being like, well, I want to be R&B now and didn't tell them and probably should have told them.
He probably did tell them.
But also,
that might be why he went after them, because he probably did say something. What if they did and they just didn't listen?
And they said, no, we're going to put you in pop?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know.
It's very interesting.
I mean, the politics that go into the Grammys is ridiculous. Like, we can't even make sense of it. Like, there's a reason why everything is the way it is.
No, politics with Emmys, Grammys, any award show.
A single human being booking a movie.
Yeah.
Like, there's just politics in every entertainment situation.
If you could win any of those awards, any award in the world.
A Grammy.
Grammy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Even though I'm an actress, but I mean... I would rather be a pop star, or I'd rather be a singer, songwriter person, or like.
You know what's weird? What? Even though I'm not going out for acting, I'd want an Oscar.
Really?
I would rather have an Oscar on my shelf than a Grammy.
Hmm.
Even though they're both honestly, they're both equally cool, but there's something a hint more respectable about an Oscar. Like, I
disagree 100%.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's both. Like you're respected in the music industry if you have a Grammy.
Yeah.
You're respected in the Oscar, in acting. Oscar.
Can you believe, I still can't believe that Leo's only won one Oscar.
That's bullshit.
And by the way, that's kind of why right there, that proves how difficult an Oscar is to obtain. If Leo DiCaprio only won one Oscar, that is crazy.
Yeah.
But guess what? Grammys, Taylor Swift probably has 10. Justin Bieber probably has 7.
That's true.
Drake probably has 10. And it's like...
That's true.
Do you know what I'm saying? Leo DiCaprio only has one Oscar.
Who has the most Oscars?
Probably Meryl Streep. Let me find out.
You type so fast.
Oh, wow. This is from 2020.
Is it Hilary Swank?
No, it's not.
Is it...
Does she have a bunch?
I don't know. I think she has like...
I know she's won some.
Wait. Is it Helen Mirren?
Hold up. Hang on.
Sandra Bullock? Who has the most Oscars? Nicole Kidman?
Here's who have won the most Oscars ever. Okay, in general, it says Walt Disney holds the most Oscars.
Whoa.
Disney won 26 Oscars over the course of his career and was nominated a grand total of 59 times.
Wow.
Okay, that's so that's crazy. Like Walt Disney. We forget that Walt Disney's a man.
Yeah, he's a person.
He's a person. For acting, Katharine Hepburn.
Okay, well, I was thinking nowadays.
Yeah. She has a total of 12 nominations.
Wow, Katharine Hepburn.
Who has the most Oscars for... Hang on, what else?
But think about that. She was during the time when there weren't as many famous actors.
Yeah.
Now there's so many. So like she had a better shot.
I mean, isn't there just a freaking list that I can find of Oscar winners?
Matt gets mad when he can't find the Oscar
winners. Guys, Google, help me out here. Oscar winners. Who's the weirdest person to you that's won an Oscar? Is there anyone specifically that's kind of like, you're like, that's interesting.
Did Dakota Fanning win an Oscar?
Oh, for I Am Sam?
I don't know. Like, I she deserved it for sure because wasn't she like 6 or something when she won an Oscar? But it's so weird to me because she's like a little woman. Well, now she's a woman, but back then she was like, but she deserved it. So I guess that's not weird.
No, I think that she was nominated, but she's won an MTV Movie Award.
Oh, yeah.
Critics' Choice.
I
Kids' Choice.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of someone else. I don't know. I don't know anyone who's won an Oscar right now. I can't think of anybody.
Should I Google worst actors who won Oscars?
No.
And see what happens?
Honestly, no. What time is it?
Oh, my God. Anyway, it's probably time for lunch. I'm hungry.
I'm so hungry.
Guys, thanks for listening to us talk about Oscars for the last 10 minutes. Oscar Mayer Wieners. Guys, thanks for listening to another episode of Round Up. We love you. We hope you have a beautiful day. Do you want to say anything to them? How do you end a podcast?
I just go, thank you guys. Love you. Wrapping up.
How does the average person end a podcast? Like the average podcaster.
All right. Well, we're gonna go. But thank you for listening. And we will see you next week.
Okay, cool. Bye, guys.
Bye.